Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
Matt Lennick is one of the resource officers for downtown Billings. He regularly gets calls to deal with intoxicated individuals. Lennick says law enforcement has little recourse on issues related to public intoxication.
In a recent case, I was called for a female subject numerous times in one day. During one incident, she was cited for open container violation. The female looked at me, told me there was nothing I can do to her, and ate her citation.
Lennick says within a couple of hours, she had consumed so much alcohol that an ambulance transported her to the hospital. Last fall, the Community Crisis Center found a total of 74 individuals in Billings have been identified as having frequent interactions with law enforcement or first responders at a cost of over $8.5 million a year.
And we feel like we're failing in assisting this vulnerable population.
Lisa Harmon is the executive director of the Downtown Billings Alliance and is one of the individuals spearheading the effort to address this issue. She says passage of Senate Bill 360 would give local governments a tool to get help to those who suffer the effects of addiction or mental illness.
Jail is not the place for the mentally ill and the addicted, and that also a public intoxication ordinance in our city could provide an additional tool for law enforcement.
Still, some members of the Senate Judiciary Committee were concerned such an ordinance could lead police to harass people walking home from the bars or the homeless population. Supporters of the bill say that's not the intent. Rather, it's just one tool. In Billings, the community is pursuing a sobering center combined with substance abuse, mental health treatment, or other assistance to address the underlying causes. So State Senator Jennifer Fielder asked Officer Matt Lennick to clarify the role of peace officers in this effort.
So this is an attempt to deal with those individuals that have had so much to drink, they cannot care for themselves. They're falling down drunk. They're passed out on the street. We're seeing it over and over. These people are not getting the care that they need. There's nothing we can do with them. And quite frankly, we're having some that are just flat out dying. You know, they're being left on the street and they're dying in the cold.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When I cast my vote for this legislation, that's what I'm going to remember, and I hope you will as well.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Shortly after the hearing on Senate Bill 360, the Senate Judiciary Committee passed the measure on a 12-0 vote. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, The Capitol.